The name of the interviewer at the request of the interviewer has been changed in order to protect his identity. Hi, I'm Dennis Sunikin from EBAN English, here to talk about boundaries in U.S. immigration. 250,000 to 300,000 cross the U.S.-Mexican border every year in search for economic prosperity. They are essential to American society and help it grow. Illegal immigrants overcome many obstacles, including crossing the border and getting here, racial stereotypes and bias, social struggle, including integrating into American society, and the danger of being caught. I interview an illegal immigrant, Alfredo Dominguez, on his story and struggles he had to face in coming to America.
Hola, Alfredo, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, gracias.
¿Cómo fue tu vida en Ecuador?
Mi vida en Ecuador fue normal.
Hello, Alfredo, how are you?
Very good, thanks.
How was your life in Ecuador?
My life in Ecuador, it was normal.
What's your definition of normal?
Normal, well, I studied until high school, until I had some college education. But the situation was a little complicated, and that's why I had to come over here. It was economical.
Now tell me about your situation.
The economic situation isn't very good in one's country, and I needed to immigrate here because not a lot of money is to be made in Ecuador.
Did you have work?
Yeah.
What was your work?
I put data into computers all day and made very little.
You said you went to college. Was it public or private?
It was public, and I went for a year.
What university?
Cuenca State University.
You said you had work. Was it private company, or was it just you?
It was public.
Public. For the government?
For the government.
In your hometown of Santa Isabel?
Yeah.
Was there social problems, like with your friends or family, before coming here?
No, not really. It was just the economic situation.
Didn't you have family that could support you?
No, like I said, I worked and made very little.
No, I'm talking about your family. Couldn't they support you?
Yes.
They also made little?
Yes.
But weren't they engineers and teachers? Don't they make a lot of money?
Yes, but each person has his own family with wife and kids, so every man needs to work for himself. That's the reason.
Just economical?
Just economical.
Can you tell me how much you made before coming here?
In Ecuador, I made like $200 a month.
A month?
Yes. Here I make on average $1,200 a week. That's a whole lot more. The difference is very big.
Solo económico. Solo económico.
¿Y me puedes decir cuánto ganaste después de venir aquí?
En Ecuador ganaba como $200 americanos al mes.
¿Al mes?
Sí. Aquí estoy ganando promedio 1,200 a la semana.
1,200. Okay, so...
Did someone give you the idea of coming to the United States?
From the friends that were coming here. Lots of friends came here and told me lots of things.
Did you have family here?
Yes.
Who was here?
A sister who was here.
My mom, right?
Yes.
So your friends gave you the idea to come here?
Yep.
Did you talk to your family about that?
Yes, that I would receive better opportunities here instead of there. And so I decided to come here.
So it sounds like they try to convince you to come here.
Yes, that is possible.
So tell me the story on how you came here. Let's start with how you left the country.
I flew to Mexico on a plane, and then I crossed the border by walking.
Did you need a visa to get into Mexico?
Yes, but I got one, but not one for here.
Did you try to get a visa to come to the United States?
Yes, I tried one time, but they rejected me.
Why? Do you know?
They said I didn't have the necessary amount of money to come here, and what I needed was money, which is why I came here. If I had a lot of money like they said, I would have came legally.
It sounds to me like corruption.
No, they told me to come to the United States. I needed money to maintain myself here and not need to work. But how I didn't have any money, I needed to come work here.
It still sounds like corruption, like they wanted money.
No, they just wanted to know my income.
So they were just protecting you economically?
Possibly, yes.
Okay, entonces, ¿tratabas de sacar visa después a los Estados Unidos?
Sí, pero siempre lo intenté una vez, pero me lo negaron.
¿Por qué?
Porque no tenía los dijeron que no tenía el dinero necesario para venir para acá y lo que estaban necesitando era dinero porque eso vino para acá. si hubiera tenido mucho dinero, como ellos decían, no venía para acá.
Entonces, ¿como corrupción querían...?
No, dijeron que para venir a Estados Unidos necesitaba dinero para poder mantenerme aquí y no tener que trabajar. Pero como yo no tenía dinero, necesitaba venir a trabajar aquí. Por eso lo vine.
Eso suena mucho como corrupción, como ellos querían dinero.
No, no querían, sino querían saber.
Entonces, si estaban dinero. Protegiendo.
Was it your first time on an airplane?
Yes, first time. No, second time.
Okay. Second?
Mm-hmm. I flew once in Ecuador before.
Were you scared?
Yes, I was scared, since I didn't have any documentation.
No, no, in the airplane.
No, you know what? No.
So you went to Mexico City?
To Mexico City, and it took 1 week to get here.
1 week?
From Mexico City to here.
So tell me the story from Mexico City. Did something interesting happen?
Interesting? Not really.
So you're in Mexico City.
All right, I was in a hotel, and then they took me to another city in a bus another day.
Who's they?
The people in charge of taking me, the smugglers. And then another bus another day. It was 3 days from Mexico City to the border.
You took a bus where?
To... I don't remember. It's been many years.
Not to Ciudad Juarez?
No. To tell you the truth, I don't remember. But it took 3 days from Mexico City to the border, and then I waited a day and crossed the border in another.
How did you cross?
Through the border, walking through the mountains.
Were you with a group?
There was a lot of people. A lot of people.
The smugglers were with you?
There were two.
Do you remember their names?
No, we got to California, then I came here.
You went to California?
Yes, San Diego. And then on a plane I flew to New York, and here I am.
How much did you have to pay to cross the border?
$12,000.
$12,000? That's a lot of money.
Lots of money.
Did you have to borrow any money, or did you have it saved?
I had to ask for it from small loans in Ecuador to later pay it back, paying interest.
Is it all paid back?
It's all paid back.
That's good. That you don't have that debt.
Yeah.
$12,000. Did you have to pay $6,000 before and $6,000 after?
Everything beforehand to get out of the country. Everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Y luego llegamos a.
¿Recuerdas su nombre? Sí o no.
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 Llegamos a California y luego vinimos para acá.
¿Tú viste a California?
Sí. A San Diego. Y luego en un avión vine hasta Nueva York. Y aquí estoy ya.
¿De cuánto tenías que pagar para cruzar la frontera?
$12,000.
¿$12,000? Eso es mucho dinero.
Mucho dinero.
¿Tenías que prestar o ya tenías ahorrado?
Tuve que pedirlo.
¿De dónde?
De prestamistas en Ecuador para luego devolverlo. Pagando sí. Intereses.
¿Ya está pagado?
Ya está pagado.
Ok, eso es bueno que ya no tienes esa deuda.
Sí.
Entonces, $12,000, tenías que pagar $6,000. Para llegar, después de llegar y $6,000 cuando llegaste?
Todo cuando tenía que estar allá. Para salir de Ecuador, todo.
Todo. Sí. Ellos pagaron para el...
Where did you find the smugglers?
In Ecuador, in one city. He's dead now, the one who brought me.
How? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Who told you about that person?
A friend.
A friend? He introduced you?
Yes.
Were you nervous before meeting him?
Yes, like always. You're always nervous when you're doing something that isn't legal. One gets nervous.
Do you remember his personality? Happy? Angry?
Angry, I guess.
Serious?
Very serious.
You paid him in cash, $12,000?
Of course, it had to be in cash, so no one knew the transaction took place.
So you crossed the border into San Diego. How did you get your airplane ticket?
They took care of everything. I don't know anything about that stuff. They took me to the airport and brought me here. They took care of everything. Don't know how they do it.
To Philadelphia, New York, New Jersey?
To New York.
Who picked you up?
My sister, your mom.
And then where to?
Came here, and now I live here, 10 years working.
But where was your first place to live at?
In New York, with my brother.
Who, Pablo?
Yes, Pablo.
Did you have work there?
Yes, work there.
What work?
Painting houses.
And that's what you do?
Till now, yes.
Did you make any friends?
Yes, lots of people. I met lots of people. Lots of good people. I met a lot of people because of my work, and I'm still here.
Why did you decide to come to Philadelphia?
Because there was more work here. There was a lot more work before because there wasn't very many Hispanics. And now there's more, but there is still work.
And now you're owner of your own company?
Yes.
Do you like your work?
Yes, I like it. I've gotten used to it, 10 years doing the same thing.
Sí,
mucha gente. Conocí mucha gente, conocí buenas personas. Hay mucha gente que he conocido por mi trabajo. Uh-huh. Y sigo aquí.
¿Por qué decidiste venir a Filadelfia?
Porque hay mucho más trabajo. Había mucho más trabajo antes, porque no había mucho hispano y había mucho más trabajo. Ahora está un poco más bajo, pero todavía hay trabajo.
Y ahora es dueño de tu propia compañía.
De mi propio negocio, empresa, sí.
Sí. ¿Y te gusta tu trabajo?
Sí, me gusta.
Sí.
Ya le cogí el gusto. Son 10 años haciendo lo mismo.
¿Y tú puedes decir que como tú cruzaste una frontera física, como la frontera entre México y los Estados Unidos, pero tú piensas que cruzaste una frontera como racial, como de raza o sociable, como y en venir aquí?
You cross a physical border, like the U.S.-Mexico border. Do you think you crossed a racial boundary or social? And in coming here, did you have to cross an economical boundary?
Yes, for sure. Economical, customs, race, everything is different from one's own country. One has to adapt himself to new customs, new ideas from people. Very different from one's own country, newly adapting himself.
You said you crossed a cultural boundary?
Cultural, racial, everything. A complete new life that is completely different.
Tell me how.
Cultural because the customs are different. Language because you don't speak the native language.
What custom?
For example, parties, they're very different. The food is different what they have here than from what they have over there. In the language, we don't talk the same one, and a lot of other things one has to adapt to come here. That's the idea.
Economical because you obviously make a lot of money.
A lot more money.
Do you send money back home?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Esa es la idea.
Económica, porque obviamente
haces... Y económica, sí.
Mucho más
mucho dinero. Más dinero.
¿Y tú mandas dinero...
¿Al país?
A tu país.
Sí.
Sí. Gracias.
Gracias.
Illegal immigrants struggle to get to America and cross many boundaries and go through many obstacles to reach the land they see as opportunity. Some of these boundaries are also implanted in our society. For example, the idea that we must defend our nation from immigrants such as Alfredo, which is why states such as Arizona and Georgia have recently passed laws against undocumented workers. He lives in fear that he might get caught and stripped of economic security, which he has built himself. Thanks for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed my podcast. This is Jonas Seneca for Evan English, signing off.